Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal. You know them, you love them. Bloody world award winning, non-alcoholic, independent beer. Get some in ya.
Just sucked back a lunchtime shandy.
Mate, beautiful.
From said company. Bloody good stuff. That's my summer drink.
That's the new one, mate. The tough stuff shandy. Get that in ya. The coffee run stout if for the colder day. Although, to be fair, I'll drink stout any day. Love the stuff. Quiet XPA. They've got a whole bunch of them. You know what to do. HeapsNormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. Support those legends and help us out here at MFBHQ because they've been helping us out from bloody day dot.
Oh, man. Good blokes. I hope they still remember that we exist, in fact. because they're going real well. We're going all right.
I'm having a fucking health kick and Heaps Normal are a big part of that. So the slabs are coming to my joint.
Oh, yeah. Bit of Nicholas J. Cody methadone helping you through the hard times.
And I know what I'm doing. Duty free at checkout. Free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Lenny Tiprak can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, I'm back on the pushy, back in the gym for the first time in 2 months. My old ripped guts and me fucked back and me shit shoulder and my crook Achilles are all good to go.
Jesus, stitched together. What, you straight back on the deadlifts and the bench pressing and all
that? No, I'm not, not that brazen yet. I don't want to hear some fucking and have my back tear apart.
Yeah.
I was taking it easy today. The stitches look fucking gnarly though from the old pre-melanoma, the big scoop out.
Mm.
Pretty good. It's a good one. Now I've got the silver filling in my tooth from about 8 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
And when the kids want to fuck around before bedtime, don't want to brush their teeth, go have a look at that, boys. You want one of those? You want to drill in your fucking head? Brush the chompers. And now it's dad, we don't want to put sunscreen on. All right. Do you want this Frankenstein back?
Have a look at this. Yeah.
I'm a fucking a broken toy. I just show them different parts.
I want to have a beer. Look at this, kids.
Look at this. Look at this gut. Take it easy. Take that ease. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm all right. Got back from Tasmania yesterday.
Yes.
Had a pretty good time.
Yeah, finished the manifesto, I assume.
Finished the manifesto, yeah. Stayed in a tiny house.
You did stay in a tiny house.
Not the entire time. It was great. Had a little fireplace and all. It's awesome.
You sent me a photo of it and it's fucking genuinely, I thought, this is on the news. This is going to be on the news. What I love too, you finally moved out of a two-bedroom apartment where you used to live into a fucking swish big joint townhouse.
Big, three-bedroom, yes.
And then you immediately take your family back to a fucking tiny house.
Yeah,
don't remember forget this, kids.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't sleep in it. It was too small. They were in swags outside on the ground.
You're kidding.
One of them with a dog inside the swag. Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
Tiny house only fits two.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll that's so what, funny.
I stoked up the fire so hard and it wasn't real cold night, but it was, you know, and it was like, you know, shirts off in there. It was so hot. It's great. Loved it. Little sauna.
I thought you were going to say you almost did Who was that bloke? Was it Boston? Someone, fuck, who was the singer? Yeah, the Boston singer. Brad Delp killed himself with fumes from the barbecue inside.
Well, it wasn't a barbecue. It wasn't a charcoal barbecue. It's a pot-bellied stove. I'm not lighting an actual fire inside the house. It was just a fireplace, those little, it's a beauty. Yeah, had a good time.
I like your method too of getting the kids excited to go back to school, because most kids, cop the bloody three-park super pass Gold Coast holiday and then it's time to go back to school and they're like, fuck this, I never want holidays to end. Whereas you take your kids to a tiny house and you go, actually, there's not enough room, sleep on the dirt.
Yeah.
They'll be, please let us go back to school.
They were comfortable. They were fine. They didn't say anything.
You couldn't hear them.
All good.
The crackling of the wood.
Sizzling marshmallows by myself late at night. Yeah, it was good. Had a good trip back now. Brought back a piece of timber, made myself a desk yesterday when I got back, which I'm sitting at right now. It's my first desk in some time. I've just been moving around the house or the unit for over a decade. Just lie in bed for a bit, get up, go to the kitchen table, go outside, whatever. But now I've got a desk moving on up.
Fuck yeah. How big's the bit of timber?
Oh, it's only, I checked it in. It is, I'll tell you, it's still in pencil on it. It is.
Pencil? Hold on.
1600 by 420.
Did you write on that with a new Luke Heggie limited edition Grogan Carpenter pencil?
I like that you've mentioned that because I've got to get them up on the website and I've been a bit slack, but I've been away a lot. Hard to send stuff when you travel. But flogged off a few down in Melbourne, actually. That was good.
You sure did.
Always be closing.
Always be closing. So how big's the bit of timber?
1600 by 420 by about 33 mil thick.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
it's good.
Fuck yeah.
I wrapped it up.
Actual legs for it or just put it on some milk crates or something?
Oh, no, I've got some metal tubing, built a desk off the end of the bed. You'll see it when you come
up. Not bad. Yeah, I will be coming up next week. Sydney. I'll be in town for a couple of days and one of the nights having a little sleepover at the new Heggie residence.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind if I do. Look out. Apparently, what I have to do, first thing is take you, I know you call it Palmy up there, down here where it's real, Palmer. You've never had one. The fucking emails and the Instagram DMs, it's just people screaming, Heggie, what the fuck are you doing? Cody, that's your fault. Take him for a Palmer. Get this man a Palmer.
Man, I don't know. I know what it is and everything. I think that's enough. It's just chicken with ham inside the crumbs and flattened out. Now it's the size of a dinner plate.
No, it's not inside the crumbs. It's a schnitzel with the ham on top. Bolognese sauce, ham, cheese. Beautiful.
Yeah, right. Can you just get the schnit?
Yeah, of course you can just get the schnit. But get a fucking Palmer. What are we doing?
Just go to a German joint, get a schnit. Say we did it.
Man.
Don't have to put tomato paste and Heinz can of spaghetti or something over the top. Try to pretend it's Australian invention.
Man. No, you wait. Well, yeah, we've got to take you now to an international Palmer's night, Mexican Palmer.
Oh,
every type, Hawaiian Palmer. They've got them all.
What do I do with that? Put a bit of beans on, then put the pineapple on the Hawaiian, obviously.
Sour cream and avo and a guac. I mean,
it's a nacho. Instead of chips, they've got chicken.
The Palmer's the only one you need to get, the original Palmer.
Right, I will share one. They just look so big. That's the biggest problem.
We're not fucking share one. I almost said something that would have cost me everything.
didn't stop you last week at the live Melbourne show, which was a lot of fun, actually. It was a good show and available only to patrons. So
it is.
It's a bit of a push, I think, and a trend that we should fucking pioneer, heading towards giving patrons more and scummies less. So stay tuned.
We're
putting more measures in place to make that happen.
We've had some Ripper Live episodes over the years, but that was the loosest and I think the harshest, even harsher than the influencer one the other year in Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
This was particularly grim, wall to wall.
Yeah, it was good.
When you start legitimately apologising for what's coming up, that always scares me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
Nice to get to a stage we're just talking about murders, but then we're just another crime podcast, aren't we? So, I mean, well, we are a crime podcast.
We've said this before. This is true crime. If we switch it up.
Allegedly. Wow.
Allegedly. Hey, we did get another email, though. I won't say the guy's name just in case he doesn't want it mentioned on here. He said, "Hey, guys, love your work. Retired Emirates A380 skipper here. Our ties, we were talking the other week about the pilot's ties.
Yep.
And if they have the wanker ties with the elastic or what type they are. He said our ties are security ties, no elastic. They have a hinge clip that hooks onto your collar above the button, same as the cops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if a nutter grabs your tie to strangle you, comes away in their hand. Always happy to answer any questions."
Excellent. I think a rubber neck tie, like a hockey strap around the thing, that's nearly as dangerous as just a normal tie.
Mm.
As far as pulling goes, yeah, you need the clip one.
I also, if a pilot's ever coming out, just have the tie off.
Oh, yeah.
Just assume you're not getting a thump on the door for any good reasons.
So old-fashioned.
Hey, we just want to say great work up there, everyone, you know.
Yeah. Why do authorities like that need ties? It's crazy. We've moved on.
There still is something. I've said it before. I had the guy with the pilot with a little mullet or a rat's tail.
Yeah.
Awful.
Shouldn't be allowed.
No. Same as the female pilot with pigtails. No.
Oh, adults with pigtails.
Mm.
Something wrong. If you've got a mullet or a ratty, you should have to braid it or something, make it smart, and have a little clip on the back of the collar to thread it through. Should be forced to have that if you've got a job.
Well, mate, you'll be happy as well. Just got a message this morning from a listener, Sam, on our Instagram, at Midflight Brawler, if you want to send us a message. I'm not the best at getting back because a shitload come through, and that's not my job. I just see him occasionally and write back. This one, though, Ripper from Sam. "Hey, boys, just landed in LAX, was about to go elbows out on a Delta flight. First order of business, though, Starbucks. Spelled the name out 3 times, and this was as close as we got. What name do you reckon Sam went with for his Starbucks cup?"
Bevano. Bevan. Bevan?
It was Bevan.
Nice.
But unfortunately, they spelt it Bevin.
That's fine. I've had that exact spelling without even being asked how to spell it. They just put that down. And it's Bevan. Fine. They still have to yell it the same way. Very good.
And what I'm more amazed by from Sam is I can see the order. He's got himself a grande latte and it says triple. So I assume that's a fucking triple shot and he's about to hop on another plane.
Did he send you through the receipt?
Well, it's attached to the cup.
Oh, nice.
So you see it's printed out and they stick it on there. That's where I can see the, you know, incorrect spelling of Bevan. But a grande latte fucking triple shot. No need for a second flight, Sam. Run there, mate. You're good to go. Forrest Gump it across the country.
I'm glad for it though. I don't think there'd be too many Bevans in the US.
Do you reckon there's any?
Hardly any.
Yeah.
We can find out.
Hey, before we get into the episode, again, if you want to hear that latest the live show episode that came out, get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We're almost at 1,000. We've been stuck for a while. I'm starting to think you're calling patrons up and telling them to fuck off or something, Heggy, because you don't want to go to Bali.
No, just being deliberately shit every now and then just to make sure they drop off and go, no, I'm sick of this.
It's a real snakes and ladders.
Yep.
You don't want to win. By win, I mean go to Bali when we hit 1,000. get to patreon.com/midflightbrawl. And Heggy, of course, your tour for next year, bunch of the cities already on sale. Luke Heggy, Grogan.
Yes, doing another tour of Nam.
Oh, yeah.
Melbourne and other cities, get around that. And your Live at the Corner YouTube special, humming along, I see, now and then. Ding, ding, new reply to my comment coming through. So people are watching.
Is it still, I haven't checked in a while, is it still the 50-50 split of people like, great work, Heggy, and other people going, why is this guy so upset?
I think it's mostly listeners, to be honest, now.
Oh, great.
They're the ones I'm getting. Just came here to make sure this fuckwit gets a notification on his email, that sort of thing.
Yep, and I do every time. They're still coming through. There you go. Having a look.
Problem with your wife. That's how they all start, don't they? Every joke of yours. I'll tell you the problem with my wife.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you this. I forgot to bring it up before we kick off. My wife, Luch, beautiful Luch, asked me the other day, what would you like for Christmas? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to respond honestly here. Let's see what happens. 2 days away by myself.
No phone calls?
Do not call unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
And by emergency, I assume she'll take that as...
You'd be surprised these days what constitutes an emergency.
Yeah. One of the kids won't brush their teeth. And because she said, hey, you go away a fair bit and for work. I'm like, there you go. There's that word at the end there, work.
Yep.
I'm going to sit in a room and do nothing.
Oh, unbelievable.
Fucking sauna, pool, eat well, stare at a wall, come home, new me.
Fantastic. Won't be free, but sounds great.
Well, I also, that may have gotten across the line because there was a bit of, there's a little bit of hesitation at the start. And I said, if it helps, I will probably pay for my own Christmas present.
Yeah, Natch. But whatever. Can't believe we're even talking about that.
And she said yes. And the joy I got from the yes, it's already a win. Now if it doesn't happen, just hearing the yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh,
it's like fucking sick.
Fantastic. You're just going to go to Melbourne City or something? Just go to Melbourne?
No. Because that, I think if I'm within driving distance of my house, it does become I need help getting the kids to kinder or something.
Why does anyone need to know? You say, I'm going to Perth. See ya. And well, you go to the next suburb.
Again.
Sit there.
You say that. Our good mate Bart Freeband said the exact same thing. He goes, just say it's Sydney and then go to Crown.
Yeah.
Just stay in the CBD, put a disguise on.
Oh, I'll see you at the Welcome Stranger jamming money into more chili that weekend. I bet I can find you.
Oh, like the show Hunted, you reckon? Give Cody two days away. You can track me down pretty quick.
For sure. Straight to Clocks, then over to the Crown, then to all the steak joints. Ring them all up. Say, anyone book a table for one? There he is.
Who's in your sad corner tonight? Is it a ginger-bearded bloke? I like this. A bit of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Did you ever play that early 90s computer game?
No, obviously not.
You would have been too old for it because it was a game to teach kids geography and landmarks. It was a criminal. Right. Carmen Sandiego's fucked off. And they'd say, yeah, she went to a country that had a large mountain range. And then it would give you some options, you know, and it'd be like France, fucking Australia, Nepal, you know? All right, here we go. Click on there and you follow her around and try and get clues. And the flag looks like this. But it'd be a much simpler one for me. He held more chili and said there's a pint special on there.
Yeah.
Track him down.
And, sir, could you please leave? The ladies have stopped asking for $5 notes. Those sorts of places. What's it called? The one that burnt down?
Which one?
Golds, the strip joint, Goldies or something.
Goldfingers. Yeah.
There we go. Whatever that is now.
Well.
There you'll be.
Said burnt down and there were some, what are they called where you just fucking stay there? Squatters. There were some squatters in the building at the time. I think one of them maybe gone too soon, but now it's getting turned into big high rises. So a bit sus.
Of course. Yeah.
It's us.
No question.
The old lightning.
All right.
All right. Before we get into the episode each week, we're down the line from each other again in the intro. So you've got a Zoom background with normally a grim part, but this looks not bad. But very new house.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Where? So, this is Australia?
This is Australia.
Queensland? New South Wales?
No.
Oh. Hold on. It's more chili
it's
ready.
It's the home of this tolerance is,
this
and progression.
This is Victoria. This is
sure
a
is.
This is a little death cap mushroom house.
This is the Patterson residence in Leongatha, East Victoria. More chili. Very good.
I realised that from the door. You can see the sort of front door, the entrance, and I remember that from the news.
Ah, very good.
Where the...
I like
lady,
it.
You've got to, of course, presume innocence until proven guilty.
Oh, you do, but, you know, for the overseas guests, this is a woman who killed
allegedly.
Her ex-husband. Well, allegedly, sorry.
Allegedly.
Killed her ex-husband's parents.
Yeah.
And one of the aunts as well, I believe.
Cooked up a beef Wellington with some death cap mushrooms in there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Not the first attempt.
Mm.
It's a bit WD-40. She kept going until she got it right. And did she ever, allegedly. Anyway.
Let's get into the app.
Let's go.
By the way, if you want to see the full filmed version of these, the video episodes are up on Patreon as well. So get on there, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Enjoy the app.
All right.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week we're looking at Bruce Michael Alexander. So already middle name. There's a triple firsty first.
Yeah, yeah. My dad, you could consider.
Could go backwards.
Yeah. He's got a, and then that's he's good. Got a, like a, is it a baptised, not a baptised name?
Confirmation name.
Confirmation name.
Yeah.
So he's got four first names.
What's his confirmation name?
I don't want to give his full name out.
Oh, okay.
Don't want to dox him.
I'll get this later. Oh, people can steal his identity, can they? There'll be another Jeff walking around. Southwest Airlines, October 24, 2018.
Southwest we don't get a lot of.
Not
you
too
think
much.
You would. It's a weird, it gets called like a low-cost airline in the States, but every time I've flown it, it's been fine. It's a bit of a bit of a party on there.
Are they just stick to the Southwest or they go everywhere?
No, it goes everywhere. But generally they go through weird.
Yeah.
They don't have a hub. Like Delta's got Atlanta.
Okay.
You know.
They don't have a hub in the Southwest.
Charlotte, I think. No.
Where do they park?
No, they've got, well, they fly through secondary airports and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure you will. The internet comments since we've started this Midflight Brawl channel.
Yeah, oh man.
A lot of people, a lot of Tim Dillon fans wondering why we were talking when he was.
Yeah, okay. Well, what were they doing there?
Don't know.
Fucking rack off. We're looking at Houston to ABQ, New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Jinx. Houston, a couple of classic crashes.
By the way, are we just from a different era? Because every time, if we've ever had a jinx, and it's happened a few times in the decade or so we've known each other, you say jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I say that, do I?
Yeah. You've said it a few times.
Oh, right. I think my kids must say.
You go, jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Coke at home.
Whereas it used to be you're just getting hit if you talk afterwards.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not going to start hitting. My kids do it. If you do jinx and then you say jinx at the same time, it fucking kicks off. And this can last minutes. And I've been driving before and had to do it. It gets faster and faster. It goes jinx, double jinx, triple jinx, your butt stinks, infinity jinx, mega jinx. And then you repeat that and you keep going until someone fucks it up. My daughter's brilliant at it. She's rarely lost that. And, anyway,
what a skill.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've had to pull over before to continue a game. Like, I can't. I'm not bad on the multitask, but I have to pull over if I'm yelling that faster and faster. Anyway, a couple of classic crashes from Houston. Not even counting Shuttle's Challenger and Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Angels a pop.
Mm.
A lot of airports in Houston, largest of which.
George Bush.
Bush Intercontinental.
Oh.
Is the largest airport in Houston. A bunch of McDonnell Douglas era fuck ups. But most recently, back in 2019, say that now, back in 2019, there was an Amazon Air flight 3591.
Nice. Yeah, they've got their own planes.
I didn't know that. I mean, they crashed into Trinity Bay, killing the two crew and one jump seater. More importantly, writing off all those packages that people needed the day after they decided they needed them.
Day after? You don't have Prime? Same day,
you get the same day?
Same day.
You realise you need an electrical appliance. You go, I hope someone fucking dies making sure that gets to me by...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
time I go to bed.
Yeah. If I need a phone, I've got to get it in the next 9 minutes. If I need a new phone,
and it'll
be
at
my
tonight.
House by 9 p.m.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Man, I hate people.
What confuses me, though, is, look, Amazon cops it for that. But if you get Uber Eats, something from a restaurant can turn up at your house quick. Someone's got to cook that.
Yeah.
Why is a phone taken? Why is it taken until 9 o'clock tonight?
They don't have phones at fucking
But
McDonald's.
Why isn't there Uber Eats? Why isn't there Uber Eats? And I wish it could be figured out and everyone gets paid well.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Obviously. It's philanthropism first and foremost.
But why isn't there an Uber Eats for like clothes? Like you turn up to the races and they go, not in that shirt. You go, I'm getting on Uber clothes. I'm getting a fucking, I need a Tarakash.
I mean, I'd nearly get into it if you could do more ridiculous shit on there. Just go, right, I need this. I need a Slurpee and I need you to steal a Mars bar and put that in it as well. And I need that half Coke, half raspberry with like a stupid flavour on the top to fill the dome. And I want a little bit popping out the top. Two straws and I want that at my fucking house in 3 minutes.
You probably can.
Yeah.
If you tip big enough off the, at the start.
Oh, you can put that shit in. Say, these are your instructions.
You cannot. I've never ordered from a 7-Eleven. My co-host, Brendan Favola, has a lot. He's ordered pump 600ml waters from a 7-Eleven he can see
water.
From his house.
Taps stop working at his joint. And
I'm not giving him shit here. He says this on radio. So,
He's not got a tap in his house? That's fucked. Unbelievable. You've got to get up to
go
to the door.
I don't know if you can order a Slurpee on Uber Eats.
Or does he remote control the door open so they can bring him to the water on the couch? That's mad. Anyway, these three ghosts punched on. I read the black box transcript. And,
can't get Slurpees. Sorry, mate.
Can't get a Slurpee?
Can get a $4.75 Calippo.
Fuck. What's a Calippo go? It must be a $2 ice block.
Yeah. At best. $6.50 Maxi Bon.
20 cents when they came out.
Now, to be fair, I think that is the shop going, Uber's taken a lot out of this.
Yeah.
So we're getting our cut.
Oh, you think 7-Eleven put the prices up?
In the app, they do.
Yeah.
Because Uber Eats takes 30% or whatever, making it quite difficult. Okay.
So I wouldn't pay $6.50 for a Maxi Bon if I walked down
you
there.
You would. Oh, no, not if you walked down there.
Yeah,
no.
Got you. I read the black box transcript. Pilot error for the Amazon plane. Spatial disorientation was considered the culprit.
Oh.
Anything spatial.
That has
falls under the umbrella of UNCO, doesn't it?
No, but there is something about, you're not on the ground.
Mm.
You're in the air.
Some people suffer from it at sea level.
Yeah.
Spatial. It's replaced that other word you say off mic all the time, starts with SP. It's become spatial. Now it's spatial. What the fuck is that?
Nice driving, spatial.
Yeah. A couple of spatials are waiting outside. Anyway, our protagonist for this story is none other than Florida man Bruce Michael Alexander.
Here we go.
49. Middle name already, so we've got a hint of the outcome. I was trying to find him. Fucking impossible.
Also rare, Florida man, the running gag with Florida man is they're not named, so they get called a Florida man.
Or in the news.
Isn't that right? I thought that's why it was called Florida man. Or was it to do with just the ridiculous crimes coming out of...
I think news outlets, what passes as journalism now, they just put Florida man to get more eyeballs on something.
Yeah. It's like Northern Territory man.
Fucking clicks.
Yeah.
Yearning for clicks on a grim news story to keep your fucking job, hence the lists. I couldn't find him. I found one in Albuquerque, the destination. He works at Presbyterian Healthcare Services as Director of Enterprise Data. So that's just words, isn't it? No other info. I found a different one in Houston, Texas, the departure point. His bio is this. I'm trained in hand-to-hand combat. I'm well read. If you get this last sentence, I'll give you fucking everything I own. That's three things. Trained in hand-to-hand combat, I'm well read, and the last one. Just get ballpark.
Well, the problem is what I was going to guess, Houston, Texas, opening up with those two, the third would be and I love Jesus Christ or something.
No, it's not.
But because it's everything I own, it's not going to be as simple as an American who loves the Lord
Let's get in the ballpark of what his last one is.
I've got two pet ostriches.
No, but I like the cut of your jib. I perform bike stunts on a dare. How well read is it? That's fucking awesome, isn't it? I perform bike stunts on a dare is his closer. Hand-to-hand combat, well read. Performing bike stunts on a dare.
I love the idea of you telling your wife as you're about to, you know, leave the house in Sydney this morning to fly down here. Babe, I'm putting it all on the line again. Yeah. Don't lose it. There's no way he's getting performed. Don't worry. It's not really a risk.
Like he's a middle-aged man performing bike stunts on a dare. He's got mates. I assume he's the same age.
Again, and we talk about this on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl.
Get in.
We're close to 1,000. A little while back, Heggy said he'd go to Bali if we ever get to 1,000. You don't seem to want to do that now.
I think it's moot.
We should have to go to Bali. But if you don't want to go to Bali, we should fly to Houston with a couple of dares.
Yeah, I got a few dares up my sleeve.
Telling my wife, sorry, I've got to go away again.
Oh, man.
Got to dare a middle-aged bloke from Houston to do a backflip on a Haro.
Well, you don't meet too many sort of non-Australians called Bruce, but here we are, Brave New World. Although Bruce Willis, quite a prominent American Bruce.
Bruce Lee.
American?
No.
Demented was he? Now, evidently, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
But pre that, did a fair bit of contributing to the world. I reckon AI will bring Bruce Willis back for Die Hard 6 or some shit.
Yeah.
Later on.
AI.
There'll be an AI Bruce. Nostalgic Bruce at Nakatomi saving the day. Bruce is on the decline, in fact. The English deferred to the name Bruce to describe Australians for a long time there. As it sounds, sounds quite funny. Remember, this is like 80s, 90s. So yeah. Everyone's called Bruce there. There's a Monty Python sketch about Bruces. Truth is, in the last 5 decades, not many around at all. Love to meet a baby Bruce now.
Yeah. We did when I was on Triple M in Brisbane. We used to do the phone a young man with an old man's name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Get a Bruce?
Yeah, we got like a 16-year-old Bruce.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good.
Well,
Keith, like a young Keith. Sick. I met a young Keith at Beer Fest in Frio, like 2014.
Yeah.
His mum brought him along and he was like an 8-month-old Keith.
Fuck.
He'd be almost 10 now, Keith. Huh?
He's burst out laughing.
Oh, it was great.
Brilliant. It's on the verge of extinction. 8 newborn babies.
Oh, no, sorry. It was Kevin. Still rare.
Yeah.
Kevin's, you're not getting a lot of new Kevins.
Keith is.
Yeah, Keith's lower.
Way lower. 2018, 8 newborn babies called Bruce in Australia. Whereas there are close to 1,000 Jadens born per year, and that's just the biblical spelling.
Yeah.
So fucking, I don't know.
But how many
changing
are there?
Of the guard.
How many are there at 21, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there will be some old Jaden slipping through the sieve, but
and we get hit up a lot. There's been a look at this good Jaden news story or a good Caden or a Braden, getting sent through positive Aiden stories. It's nice.
Well, yeah, that's very nice. I feel the same way about old, like Billies and stuff. You'd fuck, grow out of that, wouldn't you? Like a Tommy.
Yeah,
he's 100. His name's Tom, isn't it?
Keeps him young though.
Yeah, don't know. A woman seated in front of Bruce had fallen asleep at the beginning of the flight. 2 hour, 15 minute flight.
Off.
Yeah. Catnap time. 20 minutes in, Bruce took the opportunity to grab one of her breasts from behind.
Bruce.
What was he supposed to do? She was asleep. You know, didn't want to bother her by waking her up. Bruces can be polite. Mm. They can be when they need to be.
Is that chivalry? I don't know. It's dead.
Well, he's making an effort. The woman woke up and thought it was an accident, went back to sleep. That is a generous benefit of the doubt, especially given this was 2018.
Women are so much better.
This was 2018, the height of what you call the Me Too epidemic. And like accidentally brushing an elbow against someone in a crowded bus could get you fucking death row in 2018. She's given him the benefit of the doubt. It's very, very generous. We saw a lot of your comedic heroes being held to account in that period. What do you make of comedians being at the coalface of this issue? Like it gets reported fairly routinely. They're more monsters in comedy than any other industry.
Oh, you don't hear a lot out of like rock music,
No.
You don't hear a lot of
them. They've got more money to shut it up.
Is that what it is?
I'd think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm fairly entrenched in stand-up, not in the pervert section. I don't really see it. But obviously it's happening daily. I want to, you know, but I just don't. I don't know. Sort it out, everyone. A further 30 minutes went by and Bruce again slowly grabbed the back of her arm, squeezing above the elbow, and then he grabbed her around the bra line.
Fucking hell.
Jane Doe's woken up, confronted Bruce, asking why he thought it was okay to do that. He said, I don't know. Which still remains the gold standard answer to pretty much any question where you don't want to skirt too close to the truth.
Yeah.
Children instinctively.
Well, obviously this is before mental health.
Yeah.
You
can't say I'm mental like fucking 5 seconds after the offence. You have to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
There's no way you can. Yeah. Unless they can visibly see, you can't say it.
Yeah.
Children know to say I don't know instinctively when they want to fucking divert any guilt when they're caught doing something shit. She has to be like relocated. What? Again, he should have to fucking move, not her. What's happened there? It's emptying out the classroom and leaving the shit kid in there.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck off. A flight attendant helped the woman move seats. Bruce was arrested upon landing.
Oh, okay.
And he must have known it was coming. He's had some time to think about what he was going to say when the female body inspectors came on board to apprehend him. And this is where, like, I looked at the two Bruces I found.
Yeah.
Which one is it here? Like, you'd pick the aging bike stunt Bruce to be a groper, wouldn't you? But
Performing
bike stunts, but like even more traditionally than that, like someone with an affiliation with the cloth, albeit a loose one through data analysis or something in the church, they've endured a grope or two throughout the ages. So hard pick at this stage. What are you going with? Bike stunts or the kneeler?
I'm going kneeler just because he's just sat in his seat and hasn't kicked off. If it was drunk.
Bike stunts would have.
Yeah, drunk bike, you know. Bike stunts, there's a lead up to.
I thought this was America.
Yeah. Anyway. I didn't fight for this.
Yeah. The woman has helped police identify Bruce by saying he had thick and hairy fingers with dirty fingernails. See? We opened the gate, literally, to allow the working classes on a plane. Look what's happened. What's next? Animals marrying each other. Yeah, I don't know. The BMX bike one on paper is far more likely to be the perp here and have
the dirty
thick fingers. So the plot's thickening. But then church data manager cooking the books, whatever that involves, who fucking knows? Churches used to just have one book before business overtook the message.
Well, the message said they were cooking that book as well.
Oh, man. That was...
I've seen some stuff in there that may not have been written in there.
Yeah.
The original cookbooks, yeah.
You know what Bruce said? His defence initially was he was asleep for most of the flight and he didn't have any drinks or drugs.
Well, so, he's made a mistake there. So he's gone with the flinch,
sleep,
the
touching,
wake up.
Sleep touching. I don't know. No, he was asleep.
So that, I don't know anything about it. The other day, flying down to Launceston. Melbourne and Launceston, just knackered, fell asleep before takeoff. And on takeoff, just as it went wheels up, I went, "Dah!" Had one of those.
Yeah.
But at no point did I lean forward.
Grab something.
Yeah, and grab something. It was more an embarrassing, one of those weird, you know.
Punch.
Got a bit of drool. Sorry. Guy next to me just shaking his head. No respect.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted any, but I couldn't get any after that.
Yeah. I still have problems with nodding, like, asleep, nodding off.
Yeah.
You still can't take an Oki strap to strap your fucking forehead to a seat on a plane. I'll just get straight jacketed into your seat. That'd be good. Not allowed bits of rope. Bruce, didn't
you? You want like a secondary seatbelt, like a head?
A head one, yeah.
Just clip that.
An extender.
Yeah.
So, look, I identify as fat. You give me an extender and extend the belt around your forehead. Sick.
I identify.
or a baby. Don't have to say you're a fat. You can say you're a baby. Bruce didn't admit to touching the woman, wisely engaging an attorney. But after he was placed in handcuffs, he said The president of the United States says it's okay to grab women by their private parts.
Oh, wow.
So, timely reminder that we all look to our leaders for guidance in unfamiliar situations where we're not sure how to conduct ourselves.
Well, our prime minister's a DJ, so.
Is he?
Elbow DJ sometimes.
Does he still do that as prime minister?
No, I hope not.
I don't like cool politicians. I hope not.
No.
I just prefer a nerd. Like, he looks like a nerd.
He was in charge of helping to design the NRL premiership ring.
When?
The other week. He helped make the Panthers one.
What do you mean? Went into the jeweller?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are men getting rings? I prefer an extra envelope full of cash myself. What if fucking walk around with a...
Well, I think a lot of them end up with that eventually.
Yeah.
The cash converters.
Not so much an envelope. More two notes folded together.
When I fucking swear, number one and number eight always winning the Greyhounds. When that method fails,
yeah.
They do end up with cash instead of a ring.
Is that a standard formula for the dogs?
Mate, red and pink. One and eight. Red and pink, you're in.
What do you mean?
The one's red, the pink is number eight.
Is that always the case?
Always.
Man, where have I been this whole time?
Where have you been?
It's literally the number eight's always pink.
Yeah. Oh, number one's red.
I had no idea.
Two, this is going to be very bogan of me if I pull this off.
Oh, man.
Two is a blue-red stripe.
It's the same order as snooker without a black.
No, black's seven with a yellow number. Five is yellow with a – hold on.
This can is fucking look, close to
can
snooker.
You, can you look this up? Can you look it up now? Because I don't want to look it up. I just want to see if – Now, the one is red.
Yeah.
The blue is – it's got stripe like a black and white blue stripe.
Number two.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Three – I don't know, three. I really back it. Four is blue. Five is yellow. Six is green. Seven is black. Eight is pink.
What do you got for three?
Oh, what is three? I rarely pick it. What could it be? It's not purple. It's not red. Fuck. Is it a type of green? Is it a light green? A lighter green?
Oh, you want hints from me?
No, no, no. So, I'm gonna lock in a lighter green.
Yeah? Very light green. White.
Oh, fuck.
Also, number five, I've got as orange on your phone, unless I'm colorblind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like a golden yellow.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The numbers are black.
Yeah. All right.
Not bad, though.
Let's chalk it up as a fail.
That's a win.
We're gonna...
That is a big win.
I know all the Police Academy subtitles, not the subtitles, the names. You know, all the Greyhound stuff. Anyway,
we're digress.
Trump was obviously, Trump stated around this time.
Yeah.
Around the very time of this incident, that his rhetoric brings people together. There were, at this time, there were 54 identified acts of violence or threat of such where the perp invoked Trump verbally. Bruce is just one of them. He's quite high up the list because he's a good one. But the bloke's bashing the homeless, saying, yeah, Trump's right, they need deporting, mostly Florida. Gainesville Latino gas. You're putting bets on. Is that what's happening?
I was looking. There you go. Look at that.
Oh, you've got
fucking
a different website now. You're correct, have you?
No. Spot on.
Light green for number three.
No, not light green. You were spot on. It was white. I stuffed that up. But the two, it is a stripe. Four's white. Five's yellow with black. Six is green with white. Seven, black and gold. Eight, pink
and blue.
Pink and black. I thought it was pink and white.
Oh, right.
Oh, well.
Live and learn. You have to get back to the study books, mate. Back to the textbooks, get that right. There was a Gainesville Latino gas station attendant got a punch in the head from a white man saying on surveillance camera, this is for Trump.
Oh.
So really bringing fists and faces together, Trump did. He'll be back. Tenacious. Bruce went to federal court and he got charged with abusive sexual conduct. The affidavit stated that he definitely was a thicker set man. And he worked with heavy machinery, making his the dirty fingernails and fat fingers she was talking about.
Wow.
Faced up to 2 years prison and a $250,000 fine.
Oh, that's
both of those.
That's a lot of license plates.
How do you earn that? Yeah, fuck, he'd be working 24 hours a day. Although he didn't get that, he was released into the custody of his wife
in
Tampa. Obviously, they've met her and thought, well, all right, this will do. who was given responsibility of making sure Bruce sticks to his bail conditions. Her fault somehow.
Now she's got a job.
Yep.
Oh.
Never heard
patriarchy
of him again.
Wins again.
Never heard of him again. But there will be some real fucking silent dinners going on.
Yeah.
In that Tampa house.
Yeah.
You don't come home from that and just get back to, how's your day, love? Nah. Don't even fucking talk, Bruce.
How many days into that do you go, just take me to jail? You know?
First day. You might as well leave. Well, it's no point going home after that, is there? Once you made that bed, you couldn't show your face again.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. Anyway, good on you, Bruce. Still living the dream. Fingers be a bit thinner now.
Oh.
Maybe even cleaner. Get hosed off going to jail. I don't know if he's in jail. It's hard to find.
Yeah. No, I think it seems like it would have been reported if he ended
up
there.
Yeah, I couldn't find it, but maybe, I don't know, for something else. Thick fingers. Yeah. It's not a great trait, is it? Getting close. He's got nice thick fingers.
Thick, hairy fingers.
Yeah.
Who's he a model for? Calvin Klein or Ralph Lauren?
At least have a teacher who had thick, hairy fingers. When he was doing the overhead projectors, you could see the shadows of the hair.
Oh,
great. That's how much hair there was.
Yeah.
Big clump coming out the top of the T-shirt.
I always love those teachers that would be very strict, like at high school, if you had a little bit of stubble in those later years of high school. Oh, Cody, principal's office, get a razor.
Yeah.
Go fix that. And they'd be clean shaven, just to below the Adam's apple, and then it's a fucking rug.
Were you shaving at school?
Yeah.
You had to?
Yeah.
A couple of guys, I didn't shave until I left school, but there were a couple of guys, full beards.
Yeah, you had the latest growth spurt, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were tiny then.
Wasn't great.
Yeah. Waited until uni to.
Fine now. Yeah, it wasn't at the time. Shut up. Not so good. Doogie Howser. the sort of, I don't know. That fucking.
You were set up to be like an American actor. You know, when you're 30, you're playing a high school teenager.
Could have done. those sort of hairy teachers at my primary school, by far the most violent.
Oh.
The more hair, the bigger the whacks you're getting.
Yeah. The only one real hairy knuckles was our military history teacher.
Yeah.
He had hairy fingers.
I think it'd temper the blows, all that padding. Doesn't. If anything.
Pretty much MMA gloves at that point. That much hair across the bottom of the fingers. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want extra content, early access to ad-free episodes, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We'll see you at a live show around the joint. Heggy special up on YouTube. Tip Rat.
Yep.
He's on there.
Mine. And he's live at the – I've got to start promoting yours. You always, you know, you do mine for me. Feel like I fucking
scratch each other's backs.
Yeah. Live at the Corner Hotel, which I went past on a train regularly, in fact.
Nice little fact about the Corner Hotel where Queens of the Stone Age, the lead singer guitar came up with the boom, 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 boom. White Stripes, sorry.
Seven Nation Army.
I'm an idiot. White Stripes came up with that there.
Can you hear trains on your recording?
Oh, at the very start, B-roll footage from around the venue, but not in there. No.
Okay.
Why is that? We closed the doors. The
train's fucking close. Like it goes.
Oh, yeah. The train's right
elevated
next to
right past the windows.
Yeah. You see that at the start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Said you watched
it. I didn't pay attention. I wasn't watching the B-roll.
You fucking liar.
I'm gonna fuck. I want to watch the comedy. All right, mate. Let's boot off.
See you next time.
Yeah, mate.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.